Hi, welcome back to Storytime with Tula Jane and her mother in the wild. Today, I will be reading a special book about feelings. It's called My Feelings and Me by Huld Kruhl. And this is a very special dedication for our newest monthly subscribers. Thank you so much for investing in this heart work. You supporting us means that we can continue to support you and your families. If you would like to become a monthly subscriber as well, please log on to our website at www.motherinthewild.com, where you can find the page in our upcoming events, or you can find the link in our podcast description. Are you ready? Get cozy. Do you know your own feelings? It is good to know my feelings and show them. When I am very happy, I can laugh loudly and shout with glee. When I'm cranky and angry, I can scream and roar. When I love someone, I can hug them and cuddle with them. When I'm sad, sometimes I have to cry. When I'm afraid, I want to hole up and hide. When I am jealous of someone, my feelings fight inside me. I'm disappointed and mad at the same time. Sometimes a feeling gets stronger and stronger. When I'm frightened, I freeze up and lose all my confidence. Then it feels good when someone takes my hand and gives me courage. Sometimes I stomp on the floor in rage or I break something. Then no one can get too close to me. When I'm furious, I feel uncomfortable, and I'm afraid nobody will like me anymore. But my loved ones like me anyway, because sometimes they feel the same way. I can hurt others with my feelings, especially when I am angry or jealous. But when I argue with or upset someone, I can also make up with them afterward. Sometimes that is hard to do, though, because I'm ashamed. When I show my feelings, I am no longer alone with them. Others can celebrate along with me when I'm happy. Others can comfort me and talk to me about what's wrong when I'm sad. Because I know my own feelings, I can often understand other people's feelings too. It's nice to feel that I can help others. Understanding feelings also helps me say stop when someone lashes out in anger. I do not always want to show what I feel, especially not when I'm afraid I'll be laughed at or not taken seriously. Then I act as if I don't feel anything. Sometimes others can see how I feel, even if I do not want them to, because I blush red when I'm ashamed, or because I tremble when I'm afraid. When my heart pounds loudly because I'm very nervous, no one can see. Only I can feel that. Sometimes others want to talk away my feelings. They say, "You're such a scaredy cat if I am afraid. Don't worry about that when I am sad. Pull yourself together when I'm angry." But my feelings are still there. There are days when my feelings are a jumbled mess. When mom and dad scold me, I'm annoyed and cranky, but I still love them. Or when I'm crying and I don't really know why, then it is nice if someone takes me in their arms. We all have many feelings. Some are wonderful and some are more difficult, but they all belong to us, just like our noses or our hands do. And that's a nice feeling. I know I have a lot of feelings, and Tula Jane does too. We all do as human beings, and it is important to be able to recognize them and learn how to direct them or understand them. I like to think about our feelings as something that will always be with us, that we don't really have control over. We are going to feel certain things no matter what, and our body doesn't really have much say in the moment. But what we do have control over is how we choose to react, or better yet, respond to those feelings. So understanding them and being able to give them a name, understand what they feel like in our body, helps us to respond when things come up and we feel a certain way that we might be uncomfortable with, instead of just react and potentially be harmful to others. So I really like this book because it gets the conversation started about how we feel and that all feelings are great. Dear grown-ups, children often do not know how to deal with their emotions. They orient themselves toward adults who usually hide their feelings. Adults often judge children's feelings very quickly and sometimes even punish rage and jealousy, treating them as negative feelings. As a result, children learn that it can be very problematic and unpleasant to show their emotions. They begin to cover them up and suppress them, which in turn restricts and limits their personalities. Feelings are also always involved in our relationships with other people, so children must develop their own emotions in order to be able to react to the emotions of others. Being aware of our own emotions and dealing with them responsibly is important for living together successfully. The extent to which we control our feelings or give them free rein is a learning process and a trial of limits. This book invites you to the conversation. It gives children the opportunity to confront their own feelings, to recognize themselves, and to examine their own reactions. It also provides encouragement to stand up for all emotions. Hold Cruel. If you have a special book that you would like to request, please log on to our website at www.motherinthewild.com, where you can find the page in our upcoming events. And if you're a monthly subscriber, you'll receive 20% off all requests and dedications. So please feel free to become a subscriber today. And if you like this book, you can purchase it from our Amazon affiliate shop. Support us and the author by finding the link to purchase it in the description of this episode.